Inmate accused of killing two child molesters writes confession letter. By Amy Furr on February 21, 2020. A prison inmate recently confessed to murdering two convicted child molesters at a prison in Corcoran, California, in January. In a letter to the Mercury News, 41-year-old Jonathan Watson said he beat David Bob, 48, and Graham DeLuise Conti, 62. To death with a cane while inside the California Substance Abuse Treatment Facility in state prison on January 16. Prior to their deaths, Bob and DeLuise Conti were both serving life sentences after being convicted of aggravated sexual assault involving children under the age of 14. 6 days after Watson was transferred to the facility, he wrote that a child molester had moved into his pod and referred to the individual as molester number one. That night, Watson had returned to his pod after warning the prison counselor that he might become violent. However, the counselor reportedly dismissed him. "I could not sleep having not done what every instinct told me I should have done right then and there. So I packed all of my things because I knew one way or another the situation would be resolved the following day," Watson wrote. He continued, "I was mulling it all over when along came molester number one and he put his TV right on PBS Kids again. But this time, someone else said something to the effect of, 'Is this guy really going to watch this right in front of us?' And I recall saying, 'I got this.' And I picked up the cane and went to work on him." Watson said he left the pod to find a guard and turn himself in when he encountered the second man. "As I got to the lower tier, I saw a known child trafficker, and I figured I'd just do everybody a favor. In for a penny, in for a pound," he commented. Prison officials reportedly did not notice any of the commotion, so Watson told one of them what had happened and later gave authorities a full confession. In closing, he wrote that his life sentence for a 2009 murder conviction gave him a unique opportunity to get close to people who are every parent's worst nightmare. "These families, sick, spend years carefully and articulately planning how to give their children every opportunity that they never had. And one monster comes along and changes that child's trajectory forever," he stated. Later, Watson said he would plead guilty to both murders if the state decided to take him to court. However, no charges have yet been filed against him and the investigation is ongoing.